I have two international sales tips for you today. One relates to NARF and Vine, and the other is more of a US-based sell globally tip to help grow your sales. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. So as you log into Seller Central and you poke around, you're always looking for opportunities to increase sales. So here's two tips for you today. The first is, and actually this was news to me, I didn't know this until just this morning, your Vine enrollments, which are capped at 5 per account, are actually unique per country. And so if you are one of the people who have recently enrolled in NARF, the North American Remote Fulfillment Program, or as my famous mouse from Pinky and the Brain would say, NARF, it's also available with a 5 additional enrollments in Canada. So in my instance where I have I've already capped my fine Vine enrollments in the US, I thought to myself, well, this is an opportunity for me to expand some additional Vine enrollments into Canada. Now, mind you, I don't actually ship any of my inventory directly over into Canada. I'm using NARF, which is where they ship out of USA FBA into Canada FBA. So great, great tip to act on that. You get, when you log into the Canadian dropdown, so if you click on the dropdown at the top of Seller Central, you can see the countries and you can switch over to Canada or Mexico even. And you can see at the top there which ones that they recommend for enrolling, and those are great opportunities typically. Now, mind you, if you already have 30 reviews on an item, you can't do this, but this is great if you've got variations that aren't in a parentage and you're split up with reviews, which could be unique in Canada. In fact, one of my listings, or rather dozens of my listings, have a super parentage in Canada, one that I did not set up, whereas in the States I have multiple parentages. For whatever reason, there's a giant parentage in Canada, so it's combined all my reviews together. But then there's other items that are separate when they're not supposed to be and they're parented in the States. So it's kind of a weird data thing that goes back and forth. I'm not really paying a lot of attention to Canada, but when I looked at my orders this morning, I had 50 orders in Canada in the last 7 days, a little bit larger than I thought it was going. So I'm going to be paying a little bit more closer attention to it. And I also looked at pricing this morning, where I was looking at, you know, so if you look at the USD to Canadian conversion rate, it's 1.31. So if you're trying to figure out what your pricing strategy should be in Canada, especially if you're using NARF, I recommend hiking your prices about 33 to 35 percentage points to make up for that difference. All right, so that was tip number one. Go enroll your products in Vine in Canada if you've already capped out your 5 in the States and you have an opportunity there. The second tip is probably not as strong, but there's an FBA setting that allows you to enable your products to be bought globally. The tracking on this is really suspect. It's really difficult to track. But if you read the help file, it says that when you see an item sold to Amazon.com as the customer name, that's a global order. So if you already have this enabled, and by the way to check this to see if you have it enabled, in the top right, you go to Settings, go to FBA or Fulfilled by Amazon, and scroll down, and you'll see the setting in question at the very bottom where it says FBA export from Amazon.com. So it allows you to export your items internationally. And when you click on the learn more, it brings up this help file. I'll put direct links in the description here for you. And it allows your items to be bought and sold globally. So they can price or translate or change the listing data however they see fit. We've seen Amazon make a really big push. They're trying to, you know, get your items into Europe, into Middle East, Japan. There's rumors about South America, though I don't know anything about that. And so you get the idea that international is going to become bigger and bigger. But it's a lot of work, a lot of logistics to deal with that. But if you just have your inventory in the States and they can export it for you, it could be very beneficial. So hard to say, you know, what the value add of enabling this is, maybe half a percentage point, something like that. But NARF, on the other hand, is probably in somewhere around 4%, maybe 3.5%. And that's why I really recommend NARF, especially since it's just coming out of beta and you can enable it. I saw a lot of trouble trying to get NARF up and running this year. and they went through like two rollouts, and I suspect that sometime in the last 48 hours, the rollout has enlarged. So if you previously were submitting your items to NARF and they were coming up ineligible, and all of a sudden they're eligible, that would be directly correlated to my observation here. I had a significant portion of my catalog that enabled in the last 48 hours, didn't get a notice or anything. It just kind of happened. So if you've previously attempted to enroll your products and they didn't go through, you may want to reattempt that. Could definitely add a couple percentage points to your account, which every small bit counts. So my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you ever need help with anything related to Amazon or need full service management, please consider hiring us at myamazonguy.com.